Thanks for calling Medicare. Noridian now offers expanded claim denial decades. Please hold on at the end of your call if you would like to complete a short survey. Part A providers, Noridian is aware claims that processed between July 7, 2020-25 to current denied in error for edit 31006 and 31007 in error. A mass adjustment will be completed on all impacted claims. Please refer to the alert section on our website for any further updates.
If you're calling for claim status, eligibility, or general inquiries, say general. For EDI Connect, Gateway, or electronic claim file assistance,
general.
Say... Sorry, I didn't hear you. If you are calling for claim status eligibility or general inquiries, say general, or press 1. For EDI Connect...
Providers are required to verify claim information via self-service tools before speaking to one of our representatives. If you are looking to verify the general status of a claim, please visit either our Noridian Medicare portal or continue using our interactive voice recognition. Our provider contact center will only be able to assist if you already know the status and need further clarification.
What is your NPI? Okay, got it. Okay, what is your PTAN?
CB39606.
I think you said T960C. Is that correct?
No.
I didn't get that. What is your PTAN?
CB39606.
I think you said CD396CO60. Is that correct?
No.
Sorry, I still didn't get that. What is your 2-10 digit PTAN?
CB396060.
I think you said CD39606. Is
no.
That correct? If you're calling about Medicare Part A, say Part A. If you're calling about Medicare Part B, say Part B.
Part B.
Please hold while your call is transferred.
Noridian values your thoughts and opinions. After your call has concluded today, would you like to take a brief survey? Press 1 for yes. Otherwise, press 2.
Thank you for calling the Medicare Part B Provider Contact Center. If you are a beneficiary, please hang up and dial 1-800-633-4227 since we're not able to assist you. Beneficiaries, please dial 1-800-633-4227. This call may be recorded for quality purposes. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Medicare Part B. My name is Jody. How may I help you?
Hello, Jody. My name is Mario, calling from provider's office here for the denial reason.
Sure. What state are you calling for, please?
California.
Do you know if it's northern or southern?
Southern.
Okay, and I do have a call reference number for you today when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's going to be 070-2718.
18, perfect.
May I start with the group NPI?
Yeah, it is 18318566640.
And the PTAN, please.
Charlie Beta 396060.
And the last 5 digits of the tax ID?
06339.
Medicare number, please.
Number 8, P Papa 11 G Golf P Papa. Number 9, V Victor U Uniform 95.
Can I get the patient's name and the date of service?
Yeah, patient's name is Betty Salin. Date of birth, February 15th, 1930.
I'm looking for the date of service, please.
Oh, okay, sorry. Date of service, March 25th, 2025.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I do show the 73552 is denying because our records show the patient was in a skilled nursing facility on the date of service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The denial is something different which states claim not covered by the spare slash contractor. But other date of service for this patient are being paid by Medicare.
There are certain codes that Medicare Part B will cover when the patient's in a skilled nursing facility. There are other codes that will not.
Okay, so what is the exact reason for this denial?
Consolidated billing.
So it is not covered by this payer?
No, Medicare Part B won't cover it. You'd have to pay. If there's an appropriate modifier you could add, you could talk to your coder or biller, or you can bill the skilled nursing facility.
You said it as it is not covered, right?
Correct.
Need to check the billing.
Right.
Okay, perfect. That's all the information needed. Thank you so much for this one.
You're very welcome. Hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.